This episode is brought to you in part by BroadlyEpi.com. Whether you want to level up your public health or programming skills for free, want to rent a scientist, or just keep up to date with some of the latest research in public health, go check out BroadlyEpi.com. They also offer custom software solutions for both quantitative and qualitative data analysis, and have some tools ready-made on the website. BroadlyEpi.com. Epidemiology, broadly speaking.
Hello, listeners. This is Ty Vaughn, writer for Syntax and voice of Silas Caldwell. I'm thrilled to showcase our sponsors, the exceptional creative software suite, World Anvil. World Anvil is the one-stop shop for tabletop gamers, fantasy and sci-fi authors, or world-building enthusiasts who just can't wait to start getting some thoughts down. This is far from just a wiki editor. They have a number of tools and features available, including world-building templates, an RPG campaign manager, a novel writing and publishing tool, interactive map builders, timeline builders, and more. Your vast web of outlines, character plots, and family trees has a home waiting on World Anvil. Check out the full features using the link below or by visiting worldanvil.com. Subscribe using the promo code in the description of this episode, and you'll get 51% off an annual subscription, and you'll be directly supporting the creation of TSP Network shows. Thanks in advance for checking it out.
Brought to you by Twin Strangers Productions.
Go look good.
Welcome back to 66.6 Monster Radio. I'm your host. Today's guest could be you. It could be me. It could be anyone. Because it's a changeling. Creepy crawlies, please help me make welcome Vusk the Changeling.
Mr. Host, so glad to be here on Monster Radio.
We're glad to have you. So you're a changeling, Vusk.
How could you tell? And who's Vusk?
Our production team is very good at acquiring information on our guests. I also see you've scratched out your name and replaced it with Priscilla's.
That's because I'm Priscilla. I'm part of your sound crew. Don't you recognize me?
Oh, Priscilla, of course. Have you seen Vusk around by chance? I'm supposed to interview them next.
Ah, you've been bamboozled. It was me all along. Vusk, monarch of impersonation.
Ah, you had me completely fooled. And isn't there a better way of saying your title, though?
Copyright troubles come for all of us, my friend.
Indeed. But I'm so glad you could join us today.
Look at the wall for a second.
What?
Look away.
Okay. What are you?
No peeking.
All right.
You may look now.
Welcome
back to 66.6 Monster Radio. I'm your host.
Oh, that's really good.
I know, right? If you weren't you, you wouldn't know it was me.
But you are me.
No, it's me, Vusk.
Wow.
Incredible, right? I am the superintendent of camouflage.
That's even better than the first one.
Now, I will spare you from my befuddling displays and permit you to ask me a few questions.
Thank you, Your Grace. So, you are a changeling, right?
Is it not blatantly obvious?
Sorry. I have to ask these questions in a specific order. A standard operating procedure, I assure you. Are you exceptionally gifted at disguise, even amongst changelings?
Of course. While all changelings possess the gift of altering our appearance at will, few are as skilled as Vusk, the sovereign of fake aids.
Indeed. I see why you have earned your title as Sovereign of Facades. If I may make so bold, my liege. What brings you to Monster Radio?
Look at the wall.
This again.
Look!
I'm looking. Are you ready yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
My producer.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, I mean, producing, whatever.
I thought Vusk was there moments before.
It was! Diluted again by the maestro of the mask.
Wait, that's actually a good one.
Of course it is.
So, what are you doing here, Vusk?
Dear Creepy Crawlies, as you can see, I have deceived a host these three times with my impersonation skills. I ask that you bear this information in mind as I make my case to you.
What are you doing?
I am pleased to announce that I, Vusk, the prodigy of incognito, am open for business requests once again. After a long absence, you may now send me inquiries regarding appointments where you need a master changeling. Don't want to show up for an awkward date? Send me instead. Trying to avoid that lousy business meeting? They'll never know you weren't there. Is your second cousin getting married to that whore he met in college? I'll even pose for photos. You can be everywhere with your pal Vusk, the overlord of the Veil. Serious inquiries only. Time is money and Vusk's got bills to pay.
Were you not so esteemed a guest, I would protest the use of Monster Radio to advertise your services. However, I see now why you have given us your valuable time.
I'll send your people my invoice.
To run an ad on our show?
I'm a busy cryptid. I got places to go. And people to be. Is the show over?
I suppose this segment has run long enough.
Ugh, thank fuck. I can finally cut loose. It's hard, man. It's hard being other people. Day in and day out. It ain't easy being the chief of concealment.
Is that so? What kind of troubles does it bring?
Oh, all kinds. I have so much pressure to perform. I practice during everyday routines. I can't even get to the hot dog stand by my place as the same person every day. I gotta switch it up. Keep them guessing. But I'm getting worried. Real worried.
About what, pray tell?
I might be losing my hedge. Like I said, I try to stay real sharp, top of my game. But the other day, the hot dog guy called me by my name. He called me Vusk. How did he know? Was he shadowing me? Is it someone from the Internal Revenant Service? Come to collect on me? Or am I finally, at long last, beginning to slip up?
Is it possible, and I hesitate to even suggest it, my liege, that you see this individual more than anyone else, and so they have had a chance to study your visage and see through your disguise?
Maybe. But that ain't all. I gotta tell you another tidbit I haven't told a soul yet.
You honor me.
The other day. You gotta understand, I'm getting a bit desperate. Times are tough, even for Grandmaster falsified appearances. People are just deciding not to go anywhere anymore. So they don't need changelings to go in their place. I hit the bottom of the barrel. I decided to try and rob a place. I know. That should be low-hanging fruit for one such as I. But hard times has fallen on cryptids everywhere. I picked a bank, some local joint, and readied my disguise. I had my line ready to everything. I went to the desk. They said, "How can we help you?" Vusk.
The jig was up.
They knew who I was. I couldn't believe it. I lost all my nerve instantly. I told them I forgot my wallet and just walked out of there. I think I might be losing it.
Well, if it's any consolation, I think you may have a future in a different vocation altogether.
Huh? What's that?
While you may feel as though your prowess at deception is faltering, I do find your ability to procure a wardrobe to be quite impressive.
No, oh, these old things? I stitch them up myself. I have to pay attention to details of the personas I choose to take.
Perhaps it's time for a change. Instead of taking on the disguises yourself, I think you could sell these outfits for a pretty penny. There is a great need for costume design on the job market, and you seem to have a gift for it.
Hey, You're right. If I can't use the outfits anymore, I can sell them.
I would try Cryptid List online. It's a great place to post classifieds and homemade goods.
I'll give it a shot. Thanks for the tip. Well, gotta vamoose. Don't want the ghouls at the IRS to find me.
Well, there goes the principle of pretense. I hope you enjoyed that, my dear creepy crawlies. Until next time. Stella! I finished the interview.
Grats.
Well, time for the next one, I suppose. Have you seen Priscilla by any chance? I think we need some booms adjusted.
She's dead.
What?
Vus got her on the way in. Took the clothes right off her back.
That fiend!
Yeah, they said they needed to borrow some stuff from makeup before the interview. Anyway, here's your next guest info.
All right. My next guest is... Priscilla? Again?
Hello, everyone. It's me.
Oh, no, not this again.
Monster Radio is a podcast by Twin Strangers Productions and is licensed under an Attribution Share-Alike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Stella Odom and written by Ty Vaughn. The host is played by Ty Vaughn. Vusk is played by Elgin Smith. Find out more about us on our Twitter account, at Monster Radio Pod, or our production account, at Twin Strangers P. New episodes every other Thursday, and you can also watch our other podcast, Syntax, on the break weeks. You can find out more about that at syntaxpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, or whatever.